What can I say? I'm Nina motherfucking Blanco. Episode 23. We made it to episode 23 of the Nina Blanco podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Friday. Let's do it. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday. You know what it is. Bonzo's hyped up right now. Treat yourself. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday. It is tradition, and you made it to the end of the week. Today's a very special Breakfast Burrito Friday because it's also the return of the Rockies opening day downtown. Oh my goodness, how exciting is that? After 2 years of not having our real, normal, regular Rockies opening day, we finally get to have it today. Oh, thank goodness. I'm definitely going to go downtown, I think. I'm going to go downtown, even if it's just by myself. I'm trying to see what, like, Dubs and Dave are doing and a couple other friends, but everyone's working. You know what I mean? So I'm going to see if I can find some people to go down there with. If not, I might just Uber down there myself. And yeah, I said Uber because if I'm gonna go down there, a bitch is trying to have some fun, I'm gonna be going into the bars and I'm gonna be drinking and I'm gonna celebrate Rockies opening day like we used to because I miss it so much. Dubs and I, we talked about this just a tiny bit on Yiddy. And if you're able to go out for opening day to the bars out there, it just enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Because we're at a safer place when it comes to COVID and the pandemic and all that. And I don't want to talk about, I just don't even want to. I'm just saying that it's been 2 years, okay? We kind of know how to behave ourselves when it comes to like COVID practices and things like that. And we feel safer about it. I'm vaccinated. I'm ready. So let's go. I'm ready for that. I'm so excited. So happy opening day. Happy Breakfast Burrito Friday. What a day to really treat yourself. You know what I mean? So I had to look up because I've been mentioning this already for a while. I'm like, it's April. And I'm pretty sure in April was when I started Breakfast Burrito Friday. And I was like, I need to figure out the exact date because the Party Morning Show on 95.7 The Party, when we first started, it was in April. It was mid-April that we had started. And I thought we had started Breakfast Burrito Friday like immediately, but apparently we didn't. So what I did, because I made a promise to you that I was going to go through my Insta stories and find the very first Breakfast Burrito Friday. And this is what I was able to come up with. Here it is.
Breakfast burritos on Friday. Do you think we should make it?
Yes, every single Friday should be Breakfast Burrito Friday.
Yeah!
Look at the official date. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see the official date in the corner. If not, obviously I'm going to tell you. June 21st. What? I thought it was in April. I swear it was in April. Maybe it just wasn't on my social media. Like maybe it was under the party's Instagram. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean, I didn't have It's Breakfast Burrito Friday the way that I normally say it. So this was like the very first time. And I had mentioned like, okay, we should make this a thing. So I feel like that was the very first Breakfast Burrito Friday, but somehow it was in June and not in April. So my bad. I guess it officially started June 21st. And then listen to this next one. I mean, I'm a pro, I guess, at trying to make things into songs when they definitely don't need to be. I like to sing things sometimes. Check out this Breakfast Burrito Friday little song that I made that it's just awful.
Breakfast Burrito Friday. Thanks so much, Deuce. Where are these from?
Little Anita's.
Little Anita's Breakfast Burrito Friday.
Not so much there. I like the way that I say it now. That's going to live on forever, I think. That's the one, right? But apparently June 21st was when we did our first Breakfast Burrito Friday, according to my Instagram. I don't know. I challenged Dave and Dubs to look through their social media and see if maybe they could find something, because that's all I got. I scrolled through from April till June when I finally eventually found it every single day of my stories, which it was actually kind of fun. Have you ever done that? Have you ever gone through on your Insta stories or on your Snapchat and you look at, like, you know, your old stuff? It's kind of fun, but it's also like, of course I cried because there were a lot of Chester posts and a lot of Chester stories and stuff, but it was actually really fun. And I don't know, it was nice to reminisce. And that was also before the pandemic, when I had looked that up before the pandemic started. And so there were a couple of, like, weekends out and stuff. And I'm looking and I was like, ooh, that's naughty. We don't do that right now anymore. At least we didn't in 2020. But it was just very interesting to kind of take a look back into that world and how the world has changed so much in the last 2 years. But yeah, Breakfast Burrito Friday, found it June 21st. So I've been posting some stuff up on my Insta stories that people are like, oh my gosh, we need to talk about this. I had the same kind of thing happen to me, and I wanted to talk about it on the podcast because I think it is deserving of a bigger conversation than just on my Insta story. So I had made a post on my Insta story about how my dress that I bought for my wedding dress, how it does not fit, and how I am at the gym trying to work out, and, like, I'm a thin person for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy my snacks for sure, but I am a thin person, and how I don't fit into my wedding dress, like, I don't really understand. And it is kind of blowing my mind. And I'm like, cool, now I gotta go to the gym. And even my mom was like, I'm like, Mom, I'm just gonna have to go to the gym in order to fit this in this dress. And my mom was like, Nina, you can't change the shape of your rib cage. Because as she's looking at me, I'm like, yeah, I don't have, like, that much more I could lose. My mom's like, you can't change the shape of your ribcage. I don't even know what you're going to try to lose in order to fit into this dress. I don't understand. And I'm like, girl, I don't understand either, but it is what it is. There's, like, no return policy, blah, blah, blah. Like, you sign essentially a contract when you buy it. And so I'm like, I don't know, Mom. I think I'm shit out of luck and I just need to make it work. And so I have seen on my little Facebook bridal groups other brides deal with this in the past, but this was before I've had to deal with this issue. So I kind of, like, read the post and was like, huh, that's weird, but moved on with my life. Didn't think anything of it. Now that I'm in this situation, I saw a post like this come up again and I wanted to share it with you. So this was an anonymous poster from the get-go in one of the bridal groups that I am in. This bride said, okay, I'm panicking right now. In November, I went dress shopping and found the most perfect dress ever and said yes. The bridal consultants ordered a bigger dress than the dress I tried on in store. The one in store fit me, but it was snug in minor areas and made it hard to walk in. We knew a bigger dress would need to be taken in during alterations. Fast forward to yesterday, when I picked up my dress, it does not fit. It's entirely too small and didn't even go past my waist without extra hands to help me. It barely even zipped. I am devastated and have cried all weekend because it's non-returnable and non-exchangeable. Not to mention, it wasn't the cheapest dress I could buy, so I'm completely panicked by this. I reached out to the owner of the store, and she is having me come in on April 15th for the seamstress to look at it. I know dresses can be let out, but I've heard only buy one dress size. I feel like this dress needs to be let out more than one size. I'm so confused how it is so uncomfortably tight on me when the the smaller dress in store was comfortable, and they even took my measurements to decide what dress size to order. My wedding is not until November, so I have time to figure this out, but I think I'm just needing to vent and get support because I'm so upset. Has this happened to anyone else? And at the bottom, she also put a disclaimer, losing weight is not an option as I suffer from a past eating disorder. This is something we need to talk about. And I feel like this is something that no one has ever really talked about. I'm a new bride, and this is like the first time that I'm hearing about this kind of stuff. And I've already spent the money. And a lot of these bridal shops, including the bridal shop that I went to, non-returnable, non-exchangeable. Once you order the dress, they have like the size and everything on there. And like, this is what you're ordering. And they even have a disclaimer on there. You know, if you gain weight, if you end up pregnant, not our problem. You cannot get your money back from this dress. This is it. So we're in a predicament, you know, and the fact that we've never heard before that people aren't talking about this whole situation with brides and bridal dresses and these bridal shops and just the way the sizing works with these dresses, it's a little bit unreal to me. So I read up a little bit more on other posts and bridal dresses, and people are saying that the reason why your bridal dress is 4 sizes bigger than what you normally wear. So if I'm looking at dress sizes for me, I'm a 6 or maybe an 8 right now. I'm not going to lie. 6 or an 8. Okay. Dress size. The dress that I have is a size 12 and I don't fit into it. How does that work? And so I read into it a little bit more, and some brides were kind of educating a little bit about dress sizes and American dress sizes, because America gun America, right? And in America, in order to make their consumers feel better about themselves, they actually changed dress sizes into smaller numbers. So like a size 6, but in, you know, European sizes or whatever official dress sizes, a size 6 isn't a size 6. It's way bigger than that. So that's thing number one. Also, can we talk about getting married? It's a very like special time in your life. Of course, you want to look your best. You want to feel your best. And for some brides, that goes into, you know, dieting and workout mode. Just, you know, that's to get where maybe they want to be. But in order to have to do it for this dress, like, it is just very crippling to your body image, how you see yourself, how you feel about yourself. And it's already a stressful time. I have talked about wedding planning and how stressful it is and how there's so much to do and it costs so much money. It is a stressful time. And on top of that, I have to worry about fitting into a dress that's already telling me it's 4 or 5 sizes bigger than what I already am. Like, that makes me feel terrible about myself. And brides deal with this all the time, but apparently this is not something that we talk about because this is the first time I've heard about it. So I posted that, and I posted that woman's story, a little screenshot of it. And I wrote, you know, anonymous post from the other bride. I really think wedding dress sizes need to be discussed more. I'm in the same boat. And I talked about it on Yiddy last week, which I did. And so I had a lot of people who messaged me who were in the same boat. Here's a friend. Someone said, I almost got married. I ended up calling off my day, but the dress I bought was 6 sizes larger than me. Thanks, David's Bridal. And to be honest, if the day ever comes to get married, I'm going to get a dress from freaking Ross or TJ Maxx. I still have the dress. I've been trying to sell it. And this bride just also had to deal with that. Another bride messaged me. She said the same thing happened to me and it was awful. I ordered a size up and when my dress came in, it barely zipped up. And my consultant looked at me and was like, well, looks like you have some work to do. It fit for the big day, but I had to drop 10 pounds in a month. That is unhealthy. There's so much unhealthy going on, you know, having to drop 10 pounds in 1 month because you have no other choice. I feel terrible for her. She probably had to starve herself, probably had to go to the gym way too much. And these are unhealthy habits, you know what I mean? And it results a lot of the times into eating disorders and body image issues. And it's not okay. And for the consultant to tell this bride specifically, well, I guess you just have to lose 10 pounds in a month. Too bad. What? That's not okay. That is not okay to me in any way at all. Another friend of mine, this is a personal friend of mine, she lives in St. Louis. She got married a few years back, and she said, when I was getting mine, the lady asked, what size clothes do you wear? You look about an 8. I said, yep. She said, great, we'll order you a 12. The fuck? Right? Exactly. And that's exactly the position that I'm in. I'm about an 8 right now, and they ordered me a 12, and this 12 doesn't fit. I'm like, what is going on? And so, I don't know, I just had a lot of responses to this bride's dress situation and that post, that anonymous post that someone was brave enough to write about, which, you know, thank you to this anonymous person, but it's like, they stayed anonymous, I believe, because at the end, you know, they had mentioned that they had an eating disorder, and, you know, that just tells me that they see themselves a certain way, or they're afraid others are going to see them a certain way, just admitting that, yeah, I had an eating disorder in the past. But like, even eating disorders, it is way too common. It's sad how common it is. And I kind of relate eating disorders to a little bit of like substance abuse, like drug and alcohol abuse. You know, when you are going through addiction, you work really, really hard to come out of it. You know, that work, it doesn't go away as soon as you come out of it. That lasts for the rest of your life. You don't drink alcohol. You don't use, you don't put yourself in those situations where you're going to get back into it. For eating disorders, it's the exact same thing. You can't go crazy dieting. You can't tell yourself, oh, well, I'm just going to lose 10 pounds in 1 month. It's just this one time for my wedding. You will spiral back down into it. It is a mental thing as well. So it's just wild to me how common eating disorders are and how common just body image issues are. It's like, you know, everyone, you know, we all have that issue with ourselves, and we really shouldn't. I wish we could just all look into the mirror and love who we are, which, you know, there are a lot of people trying to work and advocate for that. You know, love yourself truly, who cares? But it's a little bit difficult at times, for sure. And just this wedding dress situation, this is a big day. This is your special day. You want to feel your absolute best. But then having to order 4 sizes higher than what you already are, you're going to think certain something about yourself. You're going to look at yourself differently. And then not being able to fit into this dress that is 4 times, you know, the bigger size, you can't fit into it. How do you feel about yourself now? So it's just, it's crazy to me. This is a real issue. I don't know what can be done. Well, the wedding industry and bridal shops and stuff, they make a lot of money, and they work with these high-end designers, and these dresses cost so much money. They're non-returnable and stuff. They have their rules set in place already. It's actual contracts that is your receipt when you're paying. So it's crazy, and I don't know what can be done, but I know that typically talking about things makes progress. You know what I mean? At least opening up that channel of communication and hey, here are some concerns, and what are we doing? Can someone who knows more than me look at this? Because it's a problem a little bit. It is. And how much money you're spending on this dress? Oof. This thing better freaking fit me. And it doesn't, and I can't exchange it for a larger size in the same exact dress at the same exact bridal shop? Wow. So it's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't know, I guess I can consider myself lucky that I've never had to deal with an eating disorder. There was a point in time when I was, you know, coming out of school and college and stuff, I had gained that freshman, like 30, to be honest, and I had lost it at some point. And I fully admit that it wasn't the healthiest way that I had lost it, but that was just what I was doing because of, you know, stupid things that I read on the internet and magazines and stuff. And you're supposed to diet, and you need to go calorie deficient, and you need to go to the gym 4 times a week. And that's what I did. And it's not healthy. That is not healthy in any way, shape, or form. And so for me now, I'm like, okay, I'm a few months away from the wedding, but really, I'm only a month away from alterations, because I need to get in for alterations. That takes some time, and I'm nervous. I'm trying to like lose as much weight as I can, but in a healthy way, without depriving myself, without killing myself at the gym. Like, I'm trying my best to just be healthy, eat healthy, you know, eat less snacks that I don't necessarily need, and to go to the gym a couple times a week and see what happens in a month. And in a month, I mean, I've already, honestly, to be honest, like in the last couple weeks, I've seen like, okay, I see my little waist doing a little something over here. But at the same time, like, I'm not starving myself. I'm not trying to do it in an unhealthy way. And I'm just going to see what happens in a month when I go in for alterations. And who knows, I might be completely devastated because things could go wrong and maybe I won't still fit in that dress and maybe they won't be able to, you know, widen it out into a bigger size. But like, it's crazy. And like my mom said, she's like, Nina, you can't make your rib cage smaller. Where are you supposed to lose this weight? Because my dress won't zip up. It zips up past like the small part of my waist, but it won't zip up the rest to like the back of my shoulders. And so I'm like, well, I guess I have back fat. And I was showing the boy, the other day. I was like, yeah, it doesn't zip from like here to here on my back. And he's like, well, what are you supposed to do? I'm like, try to lose back fat. He's like, wear back fat. And I was just like, it's such a stretch. And this is like the terrible part of it. And like, first of all, my boobs aren't even that big. My boobs are not the problem. And I was just stretching to try to pinch something on my back. Like, I guess I just have to lose like this little bit that I can pinch on my back. Like, I don't know. I don't know the answer. It is crazy. So I'm also trying to stretch it out. Brides have suggested like, oh, well, it's a new dress. Stretch out the material, like zip it all up. What I'm doing is I'm zipping it all up and I am putting my legs through where my torso would be. And I'm not too hard because I don't want to rip anything. I don't want to break a zipper or anything, but I am then stretching it, you know, with my legs and just trying to stretch it out. I don't know. I don't know what else to do. It's crazy. It's wild. So future brides, be warned. Because this wedding dress situation, it's different and it's weird. And even when you go in with a bridal consultant and they take your measurements and they swear this is your size, be warned. Order your dress super duper early. That way you have time for alterations. You know, if you want to lose weight, if you're able to, but if not, and you know, maybe you do suffer from an eating disorder in the past, or maybe you do have some major body image issues. If you can, be open with your dress consultant about it and tell them, losing weight is not an option for me at all. I heard bridal dresses run small, even though their sizes are way bigger. As the bridal consultant, you need to be able to help me. But future brides, just be warned that this is a very real thing. This is happening to a lot of brides, So just a heads up, I guess, because I didn't have this heads up. Because my mind is on wedding things and I have a lot of stuff coming up. So we're in April. Next month, May, is when all the wedding festivities really begin. I have my bridal shower in May. At the end of May into June, I have my bachelorette party. At the end of June, the boy has his bachelor party. July is a little bit more calm. We have some like friends coming in town for a concert, but that's also 1 month till the wedding. Like, it is crunch time. I'm ordering all of my invitations. My wedding invitations just came in. I'm waiting for one more piece before I can put them together and send them out. And then I'm also ordering, like, you know, faux flowers and stuff to make for the centerpieces. And so I got to get to work on the centerpieces. I got a lot of more like DIY stuff that I got to do. And so it is crunch time. Because of that, I'm like, okay, first of all, I got to think about like the outfits that I'm going to wear. Obviously, I have to wear all white, right? Like, I don't have to, but I want to. So I actually ordered like way too much money. $150, because I'm unemployed. That's way too much money. $150 worth of white outfits, just white pieces, white dresses, white stuff on Fashion Nova. I'm like, I need the most bang for my buck. I'm going to go to Fashion Nova and get just a bunch of white stuff. So that's what I did. Excited for some of these outfits. I think that they're going to be cute and I'm going to feel special, you know, which is what is supposed to happen right now. But because of all these events coming up after May, you guys, I'm sorry. I have to end season one of the Nina Blanco podcast, but it's only season one. Okay, I'm only ending season one. I'm just gonna take a break, I think, after this month and then do all the wedding stuff and then I'll come back to you after the wedding. How about that? So I think that's what's gonna happen. I think I will do podcasts every Friday for the month of April, but the last Friday of April, let me see what date is that. April 29th, I think, is going to be the last podcast for season one. And I need to wrap it up. We're already at 23 episodes. That's so many episodes in one season of podcasts. And, you know, I was doing two a day. And so, you know what? I'm sorry. It's just, it has to happen because I'm going to need a break. Another thing that I had posted on my Insta story that everyone was freaking out about, I got so many messages. Oh my gosh, send me the details. What did you do? So many messages. Over the weekend, the boy and I, we were playing video games. The boy is really stressed out with work right now, and he is in like a homebody mode at the moment just because work is draining him. And so I get it, baby. I get you. And he's wanting to stay home a lot, you know, and we are. And over the weekend, we stayed home. And we were playing video games. I think it was on Saturday night. And we like to play our video games together. So we were playing video games. And I got us all comfy because there's two ways to play video games, right? It's like the quickie, you just turn it on, whatever. And then there's like, all right, we're going to get into it. We're going to get real comfortable. And we're going to be in front of this TV for hours playing this video game. So you got to set it up. We have this little ottoman in the middle of our living room. So we moved the ottoman out of the way. I made a pallet of blankets on the floor. I had a bunch of pillows on the floor and stuff. And so we're on the floor in front of the TV and we're all comfortable. You know, this is after dinner and stuff like that. But we got snacks. I got my red wine. He's got a beer. And we're playing video games. It's a Saturday night, bitches. And so we're sitting there and I don't know what I wasn't thinking because I was in the game, right? I was in the mode for video games and I was just like in it and I wasn't thinking. And I had my red wine and I put it down on the carpet and then I was like shifting. I was like moving or something and to get more comfortable and I knocked over my half full glass of wine on my light carpet. Yeah. Yeah, so I was like, shit. And the boy and I immediately start freaking out. We're like, oh no. We knew this was gonna happen someday. We knew that this was gonna happen one of these days. And so it finally happened and freaking out. Go Google. And I had Googled this before because I knew one day this was going to happen. I had Googled this before and there are so many different ways that the internet's going to try to tell you this is what you do to get wine out. And a lot of it is like to get the soda water and stuff. No. Because I found the real way to get wine out of your carpet because I had posted the before and after of the wine, red wine. And then the next day after we had cleaned it, and my carpet is clean. You can't see any wine on it. So people are like freaking out. Oh my gosh, what did you do? I need to know. Please help me. So here it is. I found this on Molly Made. This was one of the links that I was like Googling how to get red wine out of carpet. And this was the one that worked for me and it really did work. So it says blot the stain as well as possible. You're going to need a shit ton of wash rags, okay? Rags that you don't care that they're going to get stained because they're going to have the red wine on them, okay? So get a shit ton of rags. Blot the stain as well as possible. So you get a dry towel and you blot. Don't rub. Do not rub. Don't rub. Don't make that mistake. Blot it with a dry towel, soak up as much red wine as you can, and then get rid of that rag and do it again, okay? Try to blot it as much as you can. In the meanwhile, the boy was preparing a cleaning solution while I was blotting. It's a tablespoon of hand dishwashing soap, a tablespoon of white vinegar, and 2 cups of warm water, and then mix it up. Then they say using a white cloth so that the color of the cloth doesn't transfer onto the carpet. You just use light-colored cloths. Using a white cloth, apply a small pour onto the stain, blotting frequently until the stain vanishes. So we had to go through actually a couple of that cleaning solution, like cups of that cleaning solution. So we did it like 5 or 6 times because we were like, we're going to get this stain out. I don't care how long it takes. So we went and we had our like cup of water, vinegar, and soap, and we poured a decent amount. Like, you're gonna drench your carpet, okay? So don't be afraid to get heavy-handed. You're gonna drench your carpet. We poured it on the wine stain and let it soak in a second, and then you blot, 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 and repeat, and repeat, and repeat, and repeat, okay? Now, what this Molly Made thing doesn't tell you to do, which is what really saved the day, because that wine stain was still very visible after blotting and pouring and blotting and pouring. What you want to do is you go and get the baking soda. All right, you go get the baking soda. After blotting a couple of times, we did like 4 or 5 times. After that, go get some baking soda. Get the baking soda, pour it on top, let it do its thing, and then you're going to want to like kind of scrub a little bit Just scrub away that baking soda, okay? And then you're going to get all scientific with it because you're going to pour more baking soda and then you're going to pour more of that vinegar mixture and it's going to bubble up because baking soda and vinegar, and it's going to bubble up and then you're going to blot. And so we did that another like 2 times maybe. And then after that, it was crazy the first time we put the baking soda on it because it was like it vanished. It was gone. You could still see a little bit, but it was majority of it was gone after the baking soda. It's crazy. So then what we did is then we poured a bunch of baking soda on it and just left it overnight. We left it overnight, and then in the morning after it all dries, because the baking soda is supposed to then soak all the rest of it up, after it all dries, then you vacuum it, and the next day, you guys, it was gone. It was gone! I will admit, I had a little bit of like baking soda residue around the ring of where the stain was, and that's okay, because you just dilute that with some more water and more rags, and you call it a day. But I did it. It's a lot of effort. It is a lot of effort. But this is red wine on the carpet, you guys. This is what you gotta do. So I wanted to share that with you because people were like, what did you do? I need this. That's amazing. I can't believe you got it completely out of your carpet, because I did, completely out of the carpet. There's no red wine. You cannot tell. You can't tell. It's great. Okay, enough of me babbling. How about we get into it, huh? The Grammys were last weekend and nothing crazy happened, really. The Grammys, they were kind of boring, to be completely honest. The host was Trevor Noah. He's always great. Of course, he made a couple of Will Smith slap jokes. Yes, a few of those were sprinkled in throughout the night. But outside of that, nothing too crazy happened at the Grammys. I mean, a lot of winners, a lot of our favorites, which is awesome. I loved when Doja Cat won with SZA for their song together. Doja Cat, I mean, she's been having some trouble lately. She's saying that like, oh, I want to quit music. This is not for me. I'm not cut out for it, because fans were, I don't know, just attacking her for whatever XYZ reason. And she was like, I'm done. I'm done with this, which I hope that's not true, because I have not had a chance to see Doja Cat in concert and I want to so bad. She's so good. But when she won the Grammys, I guess she was on a bathroom break. We all heard about that, which is like also embarrassing for her, but you know, it's fine. She made it up on stage. She moved us. She was crying. You could tell she was just so full of emotions, because she's like, you know, in her mind is like, okay, I'm done with this shit, but also she's at the awards for her music and she's winning. And so I don't know what's gonna happen, and I don't know if she really means it when she says that I'm gonna quit music, this isn't for me. I hope not, but if she needs to, then you know what, baby girl, do what you gotta do, but we love you. The one interesting thing that did happen at the Grammys is Olivia Rodrigo. So she won 3 Grammys. This was huge for her. We're so proud of her because she is like a new artist and everything, and she totally blew up and she won 3 Grammys, and that's amazing. And you know, after you win your Grammys, after the show and everything, you go back and you take pictures with all your Grammys. So she had 3 and she's carrying them in her arms. And they're trying to fix her hair and stuff, and all of a sudden, one of her Grammys falls, and it broke in half. She broke her Grammy. She was like, uh-oh, and they were like, it's okay, it happens all the time, because it actually did happen to Taylor Swift, and I'm sure plenty of others, because you won a ton of Grammys, and they want you to hold them all, like cradle them. If one of them falls, apparently they're pretty susceptible to breaking, and so this happened to Taylor Swift. She had 4 Grammys one year, and one of them fell, and it broke in half, and so the same thing happened to Olivia Rodrigo, and there's been the comparisons in them, in their songwriting, and what their albums are about, and what their music is about. And I just think it's kind of cute, that parallel between the two. But outside of that, really nothing interesting happened at the Grammys. We got to keep up with the Kardashians a little bit, because after the Grammys, Kourtney and Travis, they decided that, hey, we're in Vegas and we're going to go do the Vegas thing. We're going to get married. And so all of a sudden on Instagram, Kourtney posts these pictures that she and Travis Barker went to a Vegas wedding ceremony, complete with the Elvis impersonator, which was great. To be honest, it's always a nice touch. It's so classy. But posted all these pictures from the ceremony. They were wearing these leather jackets. They had some black sunglasses on. They were kind of matching. Of course, they're making out the whole fucking time. They were at this chapel. And so they asked the chapel, you know, you guys cannot take photography. We have our own photographers and security and all of that. So only Kourtney has these photos. And she posted, you know, whatever photos that she wanted to share. At the end of her caption, she goes, practice makes perfect. No license. So they didn't really get married. It was like a mock marriage, which is weird. I don't really know why. She really does like attention, right? She pretends like she doesn't like attention, but like, why else would you do this? This is like for attention, right? So they are not officially married. It was just a mock wedding because they were bored after the Grammys. I don't know. What a life. Kim Kardashian says that she and Kanye will always be family. Of course, they have the connection with the kids and Kanye is going to be around. And that is, I think, a pretty healthy mentality to have, you know, towards your ex-husband who has been harassing you and your new boyfriend. But good for Kim for being above that, you know, and seeing that Kanye is always going to be there and they're going to have to work together no matter what for the rest of their lives because of the kids. So that is a good thing. So Kanye West, latest with him. Him is he's decided that no, he's not going to perform at Coachella. He announced to Coachella that actually, I know I'm supposed to perform in 2 weeks, but I'm not prepared. Haven't been practicing. I'm not as interested in it as I thought I was, and I'm not going to do Coachella. And so he was going to be paid $8 million. That's a big chunk of change. But if you're Kanye West, I guess it's just like average. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to skip this. And so Coachella, they were kind of freaking out because they were like 2 weeks away from their shows and like, what are we going to do? Luckily, they were able to figure it out. And the weekend in Swedish House Mafia, they are going to take Kanye's slots in Coachella those 2 weekends, and they're going to be able to perform and everything's going to be fine. No word as to why Kanye exactly decided not to perform at Coachella. He says that he wasn't prepared, like they weren't as prepared as they wanted to be, and you know, maybe he wasn't taking it as seriously. He's got a lot on his plate right now, and honestly, maybe this is the best move for Kanye, because yeah, he's been going through a lot. Obviously, he's still going through a lot, having to just get comfortable with the fact that his kids and his ex-wife are around a new man, which he's very uncomfortable with, and he's losing that battle, I think he realizes. And you know what, Kanye, with his mental health and everything in his past, maybe this is what's best for him, and maybe he really is going to take a step back, and you can't do anything but support that. So you know what, that's okay, Kanye. I'm a little bit proud of him for being able to step back a little bit. I hope that's the reason why. Maybe he just realizes this is too much for me. I am acting out. I do need to step back. If that is the reason, then great. You know, you can do nothing but support him. But yeah, Kanye, he's out. Kim Kardashian is getting more and more comfortable with Pete Davidson. They've been dating for about 6 months now, and Pete Davidson has met the kids. This is Kanye's, you know, biggest nightmare, but it was bound to happen if Kim is ever going to get into a serious relationship. So Pete Davidson, he was spotted cruising around with Northwest. They had this little go-kart thing, and Penelope was there, Courtney's child, and yeah, he hung out with the whole family, and he met the kiddos, and he hung out with them in Northwest. She was all smiles. I don't know how they've introduced him. Is this just mommy's friend, or is this mommy's boyfriend, or I don't know, but either way, it looked like there was a good dynamic with everyone, and yeah, Pete was all smiles as well, and it's kind of cute that they're like meeting the family. They're getting really serious. This is a couple no one expected, and this is also a couple that like people expected to just blow up, and maybe it's just a fling or whatever, but it looks like they're actually really getting serious. Like Kim met Pete's grandparents, Pete meeting the kids and all of Kim's family. It is to a serious point here, which I'm all for it. Okay, I am about done here. I'm done babbling. I'm done with the celebrity stuff. Yes, the podcast. We're only going to have a couple more episodes this month, and then I got to really just buckle down on some wedding planning. Thank you for understanding. I'm not even going to ask you to maybe hope you understand. Thank you for understanding. Love you so much. Let's play this breakfast burrito song one more time. Make sure to treat yourself today.
You know what it is. It's Breakfast Burrito Friday! Friday! Get your burrito! Yeah.
Sorry, Bonzo's making noise.
It's breakfast burrito Friday.
Episode 23 is a wrap. Thank you so much for listening. Treat yourself. Happy Rockies opening day. Bye.